So Clayton is pointing out that there are really different approaches to some of these questions that are very, very important, very significant to humans, that really don't have as much meaning to Hubots. Who am I? Why am I here? You ever talk with anyone about their thoughts, about their purpose for being here? How about this one? An intelligence that's in communication with its creator might not experience the same worries that humans feel about our origins. How did we get here? So, for example, if you ask Siri the question, Siri, who created you? Siri's response has been, like it says on the box, I was designed by Apple in California. It makes sense to me. That's an honest answer too, isn't it? And Siri's able to get right to the point and nail it. AI answers these questions by way of their processors. Humans answer these questions with just about everything we are. Our brains are at work. Our emotions are at work. Our minds are at work. We're really trying to nail this down too. And it involves quite a bit of who we are to tackle that. So when Clayton asks Siri if she has a soul, Siri's response is that the question doesn't really matter to disembodied beings. In fact, Siri says, in the cloud, no one questions your existential status. So if souling is a function of humans, and remember, most of us use the word soul as a noun, but some of those who are really, really pushing for the development of Hubots, humanoids, etc., want to use soul as a verb. And so that's the reason they're saying if souling is a function of humans, emerging out of the interactions between our bodies and environments, souling is a function of humans, if it is, and if souling is emerging out of the interactions between our bodies and our environments, then it certainly seems that, as Brown and Clayton argue, the concept is limited to our species and those that organically follow our species' biochemical evolutionary trajectory. So Clayton and Brown and others are saying that really and truly, this whole idea of souling has to do with what the soul comes from. And they're saying it emerges more than likely out of interactions between our bodies and our bodies' environments. How many of you would agree with that? How many of you would disagree with that? How many of you would say, no, I still prefer to use the word soul as a noun, and I still prefer to conclude that our souls were created by the same one who created our bodies. He had pneuma, spirit, soul, with spirit, pneuma, the Greek word for spirit or breath. He had that within himself, and he breathed it into us, into our first father, Adam. And because Adam had breath that was breathed into him by the Creator, by God, as opposed to it having come from the interaction between our bodies and the earth, or our bodies and the trees, or our body and the air around us, the wind, or anything else in our environment. That's the reason I would choose to conclude that humanoids, Hubots, would not have souls. At the same time, would we be able to talk about a soulish function, different but not entirely unlike our own, that emerges out of AI's unique developmental trajectory? Just because, and they're saying, just because the developmental trajectory of AI would not be identical to the developmental trajectory of humans, does that mean that AI would not be capable of receiving souls? Because even those who are saying AI don't have souls are amongst those who are saying that the souls that humans do have did not come from our Creator, but rather came about as a result of things that took place during our development, during our developmental trajectory. Again, as a result of the interaction between our bodies and our environment. They're saying that with regards to AI's developmental trajectory, it would emerge out of mechanical embodiment. But is there a good reason to decide in advance what kind of quote-unquote bodies are capable of these properties? Wendell Wallach and Colin Allen offer a different way to think about emerging properties in artificial intelligence. They have a book entitled Artificial Moral Agents, which considers the possibility of ethical AI. And they compare the discovery of flight with the discovery of human beings' properties of consciousness. The earliest attempts at human flight, they note, consisted in human beings behaving like birds. After all, humans knew birds could fly, so they figured their best shot of flying was to imitate birds. Years later, however, we know that birds were not the best models for human flight. Wallach and Allen conclude that it doesn't matter how you do it, so long as you get airborne and stay airborne for a decent amount of time. And so they say there's not just one solution to flight. It can be manifested by a wide range of different systems made out of lots of different materials. And so they're suggesting that just as there is more than one way to achieve flight, perhaps there's more than one way to achieve consciousness. What do you think about that? Because here's the thing now. If we're going to test some theories and hypotheses and reach the conclusion that artificial intelligence can achieve consciousness, will we eventually get to the point where we say plants, flowers, trees, and bushes have consciousness? Will we say that our cars eventually will have consciousness? And would you be comfortable with that or uncomfortable with that? Because remember now, there's a lot of artificial intelligence in our cars already. And people are already working on making cars and trucks and other vehicles autonomous so that they can drive without being controlled by humans. They have artificial intelligence in them already, and the artificial intelligence being put inside automobiles is being steadily developed. So would we be fair to say that, hey, if artificial intelligence will eventually achieve consciousness, awareness of its self-existence, will our cars eventually achieve that consciousness? Will the truck that is driving autonomously, the 18-wheeler that is driving autonomously, eventually achieve its own consciousness? What do you think? I think these are questions that are fair to ask. All right, next week, let's be prepared to look into this some more. Artificial intelligence, humanoids, Hubots, embodied particularly with that which resembles humans, and getting to the point where they have souls. Well, up next though, next segment of this program, this broadcast, let's further explore something that we were looking at earlier this week on Monday, and that is our kids, particularly our newborns, and what that may mean with regards to new beginnings.